Welcome to the Days of Praise podcast, a daily devotional by the Institute for Creation Research.
Abraham's intercession test. I will go down now and see whether they have done altogether according to the cry of it, which is come unto me, and if not, I will know. And the men turned their faces from thence and went toward Sodom, but Abraham stood yet before the Lord. Genesis 18, 21-22. Three men stood before Abraham's tent, two of whom were later revealed to be angels. One of them, however, was none other than the Creator himself, as the visible Word of God, who told Abraham of the beginning of the fulfillment of his earlier promise of a son. As the Lord reiterated the promise, now nearly 25 years dormant, the confrontation with Sarah began. She laughs at the repeated promise, citing her old and worn-out body as an excuse. Most noteworthy here is the immediate response of God. Is anything too hard for the Lord? Although Sarah mocked the Lord's promise, Abraham reacted with the laughter of joy and anticipation. His faith was now firm and confident. As God told him of his immediate plan to judge Sodom and Gomorrah, Abraham began his intercession on behalf of any righteous residents there. Yet, even though the Lord yielded each time to Abraham's limiting request, it was clear that the wickedness of those cities would come under the righteous judgment of a holy God. Abraham returned unto his place, knowing that while he had prayed for God's grace, he was satisfied that God's judgment was righteous altogether. The contrast of attitude toward God's word is on display in this section of Scripture. Know that the Lord, He is God. It is He that has made us, and not we ourselves.
If you've enjoyed today's devotional, be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. And please rate and review so more listeners can find us. To support ICR's ministry, visit icr.org/donate. Your gift of any amount helps us reach others with biblical truth and encouragement. Thanks for listening. We hope you'll start each day with Days of Praise.